good shot there from Tate.
A lot of people say girls love money, and that's not entirely true.
Yeah, I filmed this. This is bullshit.
No, I'm not.
Go on. What's the story? What's going on, Luke?
So Rory says he's allergic to cucumbers. He thinks they'll kill him.
Cucumbers will kill him.
They won't kill me.
If you want to kill Rory, you just wave a cucumber in his face.
Be a man.
And he might die.
What kind of good is cucumber?
I don't like cucumbers.
Rory, you can't be a full grown man and not be able to eat cucumber. Eat the cucumber.
Cucumber.
It's not that bad.
See?
That's what I'm saying.
So, there, he just cured you. You're cool. Welcome.
But if I die, it's Luke's fault.
All right, deal.
No,
I'll leave you both here.
You're on video.
What's happened?
The waiter just walked over. He said, I have this for you from a mysterious girl. Phone number, I assume. I can't read that, can you? I see you.
Yeah. And their eyes.
I can't read that.
Out.
Is that a B or a heart? A M A, maybe. M O C. She wrote it in lipstick.
Yeah.
She's girls, also shit at listen, selling. Girls, if you're in a bar and you see me, can you at least like write in a pen?
Yeah.
Like something I can understand. I don't
she
know
could have put the ICU on top and then done the full name here.
A big
make
name.
It much clearer.
Yeah, so, right, guys, tell me what that says.
Yes, if anyone can guess.
Somebody guess and tell me what it says. By the time this goes out, I'll probably know who it is. Type your guesses in the comment section, because I have no idea. But somebody sees me.
Yep.
I don't know.
Who could it be?
Who me?
So Tristan, this is how famous you are.
I'm not that famous. Take Confidential is just a great series.
Not that famous. The man who gets notes from waiters.
Well, it's not from the waiter.
All right, gets notes that people tell the waiter to deliver secret notes to you.
I actually haven't read it. What does it say?
It says, I see you.
I see you.
With a name I can't read.
Yeah, some name.
How can you read that? It says, Bermain?
Yeah, that's not a name.
Yeah, it is. Bermain.
Oh, no way, it's an R. Can't be an R. Must be a B or a D. The first letter.
First letter is a B. Second one's an A.
Yeah. Keep going, Rory. It gets fucked, doesn't it?
It's a strange name.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be clear and put that in block capital?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking.
Why would you write it like that?
Yeah.
I can't look it out.
Sorry, Tristan. She might not be that intelligent.
Literally, it looks like Spirograph.
Good.
Shit.
My type.
It looks like, it reminds me of, you know, Spirograph. It's just... Yeah, it's maybe it's code.
I feel like the Tate Confidential people can figure it out. I feel like them, with all their knowledge. We do. We have the smartest viewers. So this is it. If you can make it out, use computers and science to... What would it be called?
Translate.
Yeah, decrypt?
Decrypt, yeah.
To decrypt the secret message. We know that says I see you. That's obvious. Although that looks like a J to me. I don't know what type
the
of fucking...
S is terrible.
Yeah. I don't know what the... Oh, that's a cursive S.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is pretty shit.
But then it's the line. It looks like it could also be a D.
It could also be a bad D. The I is terrible. That looks like a J to me. I've never seen anyone put an I like that. Is that a B? I think it's a B. They did something special.
It's a B, but if you turn the camera that way, it's a heart.
Ah.
So I don't know if that's a letter or something.
Ah, amour? A-M-O-U-R-E? Love, amour.
But why this dot? Is that the exclamation mark?
Yeah, that's an exclamation. That's an exclamation for sure.
What are we, the code breaking?
Yeah, I think I figured out.
Why are we code breaking?
I think it might be amour.
Yeah,
A-M-O-U-R-E.
No idea then.
Anyway.
Why are we code breaking a name?
It's not a name.
It's not that important, is it?
secret message, no name. Yeah. We figured it out.
So you know what it is.
It could be a plot on our lives. For all we know. It
could be a massive hoax.
Well,
as well.
A threat, a death threat.
It could be a death threat.
Yeah.
Someone sees us and we don't know who it is.
What happened to him?
Finally.
Yeah.
Nothing I knew this would happen.
Ah.
Secret notes.
Tristan strikes again.
I strike every day.
Again. Tristan strikes.
Who else knows Aikido better?
Nobody. No super Aikido. You get notes from hoes passed to me. Right, I know the way we're on.
Do ya?
Yeah, he is.
Cool.
One more? Famous.
Super
hard life.
Famous.
Hard life, bro.
I wish I had all on camera. That's like, what, number five?
Oh, no. Small towns are like, ah!
Yeah.
The rich man from Bucharest. It's because I flex so hard.
They get flexed on so
I'm
hard.
So hard. I got so many super cars with champagne. It's just like, this guy's the king of flex. I have to hang out with him. My own fault. I do it to myself.
Yeah, you do it to yourself, don't you? Flexing too hard.
I'm flexing too hard, so I deserve one.
So, Luke.
What is happening to me?
It has to be spoken about.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Rory. Tell us what happened.
I don't like to talk about it, Rory. I just want to go home. That's all I want.
So, we were in Luke's Ferrari, and we were driving to another city. Obviously, you can see we're surrounded by mountains. And we were going to a road that everyone likes to drive on. I forgot the name. Do you know the name of the road?
I don't know the name, and I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, anymore. I'm sure that...
You need to stop filming, Rory. I don't care. No
what happened, Luke?
No one cares, Rory.
Luke's Ferrari broke. And now Luke's depressed and wants to go home. So what we have done is we've had to order a truck. And Andrew offered Luke, in return for his Ferrari breaking, another supercar to be brought here for him.
I don't want another supercar. I want the Ferrari to work.
So instead, Luke's depression has now caused him to get in the truck and go home with his Ferrari.
I am going to go home with the Ferrari. And I'm done talking about this. I'm depressed.
You sure?
I should just jump off this, to be honest. But Rory says I might not do it.
With five floors
I might
up.
Not kill myself.
If Luke survives, then he's just going to be someone in a wheelchair who still can't drive his Ferrari.
Especially when the Ferrari gets fixed.
Yeah, and it might just... There's only a warning light. The Ferrari's in limb mode, which basically means the engine won't go over a certain amount of revs.
It lost all its ninja qualities. You can no longer be a ninja in that Ferrari. You can just deliver pizzas in it.
So Luke's got no Ferrari and he's waiting to go home and he's depressed.
Yes.
Okay. If he jumps, I'll let you all know.
So let me understand what happened. We were driving, I'm in the Aston.
Rory, why do you keep filming this?
He's in his Ferrari and we're having loads of fun on a beautiful day and we just get up to the mountain roads and then I'm like, Luke's driving slow. I don't know what happened.
So the Ferrari broke. The Ferrari stopped working. It decided to make it so I couldn't use it. All its ninja's powers.
So basically you don't have a Ferrari.
Basically. It's like a normal car.
So you're in the mountains on a perfect summer's day and you don't have a Ferrari.
I don't want to talk about this. Why do you keep talking about this?
Why do you not have a supercar?
Let's not talk about it. Stop recording.
What I've decided to do, Rory, is the truck that's going to take his Ferrari home. I've decided to bring the S63 Mercedes so me and you can go have fun and Luke can fuck off with his broken car back to Bucharest.
Shit.
So you can go back to Bucharest with your broken car. Me and Rory are going to have fun. He's going to have the 6-liter S63 AMG. I got the 6-liter of Aston Martin. We're going off into the mountains. You can go home with your broken car. And that's what you get for being a cop.
I know people think supercars are all fun. And they are. Until they break.
Luke's been threatening to jump off this 5-story balcony.
Just jump. I could. Do it.
Should I?
Would you encourage your cousin to jump, Andrew?
Yes. 100%. You have my full support. Those expensive sunglasses, I'll leave that.
They do look expensive. So, what's happening, Andrew?
Luke's got reversed his Ferrari onto the truck.
You mean Luke's broken Ferrari?
Luke's broken Ferrari, he's got reversed onto the truck. So driving test for Luke. I mean, obviously, I can do it easily. Luke loves his Ferrari so much, he can fucking drive it out here.
Got a point. Probably and is Luke staying with us, or is he going home?
The front won't go on the car. I'm just scraping the bottom. So, some jack lifting it up, trying to put it on rollers. All because Luke decided he wanted to break his Ferrari.
What's my fault?
Nighttime.
What is the time, Andrew?
Time to not be fucking around with cars outside.
It's getting late. How did you do this, Luke?
I didn't do this. I'm not talking to you guys.
So this is super depressing. I came in on a Ferrari. I'm leaving in a truck. This is whack.
Where's Luke?
Luke, what are you doing?
Where is he?
Look at the home of this broken Ferrari. Look at this perfect bend.
This isn't the same as driving a Ferrari. You do realize that?
It is the same.
It's not the same.
These roads are crazy.
Can't even get it on camera to do it justice.
I know exactly what buttons you should press.
It's actually the opposite, because right now, you're not driving a Ferrari.
Can't get it on camera to explain properly.
No.
But I see everything.
Basically, Luke is missing out.
But this guy has a girl next to him. That would never be you.
I'm not talking to you. See, I remember this feeling.
He's missing out.
Big time.
What, having a girl next to you?
No.
When's the last time you saw your sister? A few years ago, yeah?
So, we're on the Transalpina, and we've found a restaurant with a museum inside. So I'm guessing this is all the traditional stuff they used to wear and how they used to live.
All of Romania makes me feel like I'm living 100 years ago. Like, who are the people up on top of the mountain, like, with chipping at stones and shit? I mean, it's weird.
It's crazy.
Things are weird here.
Where's Luke?
Oh, he broke his Ferrari.
Broke his Ferrari?
Yeah, I know. On some of the best roads in the world, he decided to break his Ferrari just before he got here.
But it's like a racetrack in the mountains.
I know. Weird. Really weird.
Strange. So they've given us some traditional Romanian dish. I think it's goat's cheese with a sausage.
Real mountain food. Keep you powerful in the freezing cold.
It's cold up here.
It's fun though to drive. Where's Luke?
Did he break his Ferrari?
Oh yeah, he broke his Ferrari, yeah. Forgot.
How'd he do that?
I don't know. Stupid thing to do, really.
Why did he do that? Of all days to do it.
Just before you go on some of the funnest roads in the world. Stupid.
So what's happened?
Luke broke his Ferrari, so got a straight
run. Luke, why did you break your Ferrari?
I bought the car and he broke it.
I was driving on the highway.
Okay.
And all of a sudden it just said,
The engine performance is limited.
So you broke the engine.
I think if I buy someone a Ferrari, they should look after it, don't you?
Yes, I agree.
Right?
Come. I'm gonna have to straighten this out. It's gonna have to be a straightener.